Bugnauts used to call the Swamp. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, and it's time for some Lansing Lugnuts Midwest League action. Adam, the Lugnuts dropped the first two games of the series, came back two nights ago. Junior Perez, the two-run tie-breaking home run in the ninth, but then yesterday looked an awful lot like the first two days, an easy West Michigan win.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot this year, Jesse, that the Lugnuts have a specific way that they're winning games, and that is good pitching, low-scoring, tight games, and in the one game we saw that this week, they were able to win. The losses have been when they haven't been able to contain West Michigan's offense, and it was a similar thing as you mentioned yesterday, 10 runs, 15 hits. They've got now 45 hits in their three wins this week. Again, that's going to be the key as we enter the weekend. Can the Lugnuts tame this Whitecaps attack?
For the Lugnuts, the man on the mound today, the right-hander Blake Beers, coming off a massive showing his last time out. 9 strikeouts against Dayton.
Yeah, he's a guy that has done a really great job since coming up here last year. That great strikeout slider that he has, he's worked on his command a lot since being drafted out of Michigan, and he's become really reliable, which is important, again, for the Nuts because they really need a good starting pitching performance after Jacob Waters, he got knocked around last night to open up that game, or yesterday morning.
On the other side, Garrett Burhan, speaking about getting knocked around, treated rudely by the Lugnuts the last time that they saw the Whitecaps right-hander.
Yeah, and hopefully it's the same type of thing. Beers gave up some runs in that first performance, too, against West Michigan, but Lansing would love to get some early runs. They are so much better, no surprise, when they take the lead early and just get off to that good start on the mound and at the plate.
Well, when it comes to the plate, there's one guy we have to talk about, and that is what Junior Perez is doing damage-wise for the Lugnuts out of nowhere.
Amazing. He struggled so much this year and was batting under 100 coming into this series, and all of a sudden he's turned it around. He's got 3 home runs in his last 6 at-bats. And you know, Jesse, it's not cheap to hit it out at West Michigan. He had a towering fly 2 days ago to left center field, and then he had the 2 home runs yesterday. Great to see, and Craig Conklin's rewarded him. He's now the cleanup batter in tonight's lineup for the Nuts.
Another guy who's been great to see what he's been doing this year. I had the chance earlier today to catch up with Tyler Baum, right-hander out of the pen, who has been one of the most consistent and dominant members of the Lugnuts pitching corps. Here I am with Tyler Baum from earlier today.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tyler Baum, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Tyler, thank you for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
So how are you doing? Because for me, it's fun watching you right now.
I'm having a lot of fun, you know. It's good to be out here, back at affiliate baseball, feeling like myself again.
How did you spend this past off season?
I moved out to Arizona. I lived out there last off season. Got a place, just training out there, doing a lot of hiking. Enjoying what Arizona has to offer.
Are you a big outdoorsy kind of guy?
I am. I mean, growing up in Florida, didn't do much hiking. Obviously, there's no mountains there. You know, the biggest mountain there is like a dirt pile in Arizona. So when I moved out there, really picked it up. Been to Sedona a couple times, Superstition Mountain Range all the time. So something I really enjoyed.
Oh, man. Hiking in the morning for the sunrise or hiking at night?
I've done both. I've done the sunrise hikes with Bryce Conley. I've done the sunset hikes, but just kind of mid-morning, Saturday afternoon is when I go in the wintertime there because, not as hot as the summer.
It's funny you mentioned Bryce because I was wondering, training baseball-wise in the offseason, were there any other players that you trained with?
Yeah, we got a good amount of guys. Conley trained with Mitch. We got a good amount of guys at the facility.
How do you think you got better in this offseason baseball-wise?
I think just kind of staying consistent with my routine, what worked well for me the past month and a half of last season, just kind of sticking with that through the offseason and continuing it to now and just finding what worked for me.
Let me go back a couple of years. You get drafted in 2019. 2020, there's the pandemic. There's no season. How did you spend that year?
Well, I went to the player pool in San Jose that summer.
What was that like?
That was a unique experience for sure. California was one of the most crackdown states, so we didn't get to venture around San Jose too much, but learning from the older guys, being around them, just kind of taking what they had to say and using it to benefit me.
I mean, okay, so Arizona, California, you being from Florida, how much has baseball allowed you to travel around and see the country?
Oh, it's been amazing, you know, just even in high school, and then, you know, went to Arizona in high school, to Georgia, to getting drafted and playing in the Penn League in Vermont. That was a cool experience, living with the host family there, to, you know, that whole Northeast League. We went to Brooklyn, Staten Island, you know, and then California, and now the Midwest. You know, it really opens up a lot of doors, takes you out of places that you might not go otherwise.
I mean, speaking of the outdoors, Vermont is the outdoors, right?
Yeah, it was fun. Didn't do any hiking there, but my grandparents live in Plattsburgh, New York, which is right across Lake Champlain, so they came over. That was awesome having them there. Whenever I'd pitch, they'd come over. But did some kayaking on Lake Champlain, which is cool.
I was reading all about your scouting reports when you were first drafted out of North Carolina. How are you a different pitcher now than you were then?
I think change up for sure has been a huge piece that I've added to my game. Didn't really have one then that I do now. Arm slot's a little bit different, but the curveball has always been there for me.
With your changeup, who'd you learn it from? What grip are you using?
I learned it from Clark Hoda back in Vermont in 19. Just kind of kept tinkering with it, with the slot change on that kind of right over the top at 12 o'clock arm slot. It's really played well for me.
How do you like working out of the bullpen?
I like it. You know, the starting role, everything comes down to one start a week. You have to think about it. Whereas the bullpen, you know, each day is the same in a way. You know, you obviously know what days you're going to be a little bit hotter than others, but you kind of approach each and every day the same. Got to be ready every day, and it just kind of takes the thinking out of it. You hear Schulze calling the walkie for your name to get going, and, you know, adrenaline floods you, and you're off and running.
What is your mindset like when you start up in that pen, when you hit the mound? What's that like?
I mean, right when you hear the name, the adrenaline flows through you. You're automatically ready to go. You're hot. Like, just floods you, and then you start firing baseballs, and you just get ready to go.
Fun thing is, we've seen you this year in the fifth inning. We've seen you this year in the ninth, locking it down. What's that been like?
It's been fun. You know, I've closed very minimal games in my career, but I like those situations where you can rise to the occasion, and that fiery, that do or die type of situation. Those are fun.
How does your personality fit in with the rest of the personalities in the pen?
Oh, man, we have a great group down there. You know, Kumar and Jack, they crack me up each and every day. We all bring something unique, something different, and it's a blast being down there with those guys every day.
You can't be a velo boy because you're not a lefty who throws in the 80s. So who are you?
Well, that's a great question. I don't know what they'd say. I try to, you know, convince them to let me in their group. I throw the football around lefty, but they weren't having it.
How are you at throwing a football lefty?
I don't know. I picked it up. Cooper Yule brought the football out last year, and my arm was tired. I just started throwing it lefty, and this whole offseason, got a football, had my best friend living with me, and every day we'd chuck it, and I just kept throwing it lefty, and it's been almost a year now of throwing it lefty, so I can throw it pretty well.
That's wild. Are you a football fan at all? Are you a football fan?
Oh, I love football, yeah.
Who are your teams?
I don't know if I have a team per se. I grew up playing fantasy sports pretty early with my dad, so just a bunch of players on a bunch of different teams. But I have a group of guys we go way back, a group of four of us, and we try to go to a game every year, different city, and it's been fun doing that with those guys.
Personal question. How many fantasy championships do you have?
I won 2 years ago. I won one in that league with a bunch of guys from UNC, and It's good to win that, but I unfortunately came in last in that same league this year. So trying to go from first to last to first and make a comeback again.
Who let you down?
Who didn't let me down is a better question. I drafted Debo way too high. He didn't have the same performance, but love watching that guy play. He's fun.
Okay, from these happy moments, let me bring you to a tough one, because I'm watching Stockton constantly to see who's coming up to us, and I saw your struggles with Stockton to start up last year. What happened last year, and then what changed?
I don't know if it was what happened last year or what happened, you know, 21, 22. I struggled with my command. Confidence was lacking, and, you know, I'd say a lot of factors went into, you know, the turnaround and me feeling confident like myself again. Dry work each and every day. Conviction, I mean, gotta let it eat. You know, it can't be. Yeah. You can't just try to place it in zone. That doesn't work for me. I gotta let it rip. It's been a journey.
Are you able to share any of those factors that helped you with your confidence?
We have a great mental psychology team here, and Rosa, who I worked with at the start of last year, really helped me a lot. Kind of just pumping me with positive thoughts, and that really helped me turn around, because, you know, if things aren't going well, it's hard to make up positive things in your mind because only negative things are happening. So just that, and that kind of got me back in the flow of it, and then seeing success on the field, you know, building one step at a time, and it's been a journey, but I'm glad the progress I've made.
So there's the fastball, there's your change that you mentioned. Are you curveball and slider?
Yeah, curveball and slider. I think the biggest variation between those two is just the velocity on them. Yeah.
Which one did you learn first?
The curveball, for sure. That's the pitch I've always thrown, and then the slider is just, you know, I hold them the same. It's just a harder, just really rip it.
When did you learn the slider?
I think it's always been there, because even coming out of college, it had differentiated of the two pitches, and one just being harder than the other.
So that's the fun for me in watching you, as I go, out of these four, you can strike a guy out with any of them, and that's a pleasure. Do you, how much fun is that for your catchers? Do you get to crack up with them all about, all right, let's see what we can give this guy?
I enjoy mixing it up, and that's kind of what I tell them, you know. And that's the thing that when Rose and I would talk is just any pitch, any count, you know, keep them off balance and never know what they're going to get, because, like you said, I can throw any pitch to get the batter out, so.
Lastly, is this the longest your hair has ever been?
No, not right now.
What's the longest?
I think when you saw me when I showed up that first day, it was much longer than it is right now. That, and in high school, we had a team, and my senior year, we all grew out our hair. It was pretty long then, too. But at North Carolina, Coach Fox, you know, clean cut, no facial hair, kind of keep it above the ears type of guy. So had to keep it short there.
Different with the Oakland A's.
Much different, yeah. Can let it go.
Tyler, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Tyler Baum with the Lansing Lugnuts. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As the Whitecaps take the field, it's lineups time with Adam Jaxa.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Let's begin with the Nuts, 14-16. Johnny Butler leads off in right. Max Muncy batting second at shortstop. Daniel Susak hits third as the DH. Junior Perez, the three homers in the last two games, batting cleanup today in center field. Clark Elliott batting fifth, playing left field. Danny Bautista swings sixth and plays first base. CJ Rodriguez hitting seventh and catching. Saheed Valenzuela bats eighth and plays second. And Eurybi Alanjales rounds out the nine at third base for the Nuts. Butler, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Elliott, Bautista, Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and Alanjales in support of the righty from Michigan, Blake Beers. On the other side, 19-12, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Roberto Campos leads off in right. Jace Young bats second and plays second. Danny Cerretti swings third and is at the shortstop position. Josh Krauts bats cleanup and is catching. Eliezer Alfonso DHing, swinging fifth. Isaac Pacheco batting sixth and playing third. Justice Bigby is in left field, swinging seventh. Dylan Paulson hits eighth and plays first base. And Austin Murr rounds out the order in center field. Campos, Young, Cerretti, Crouch, Alfonso, Pacheco, Bigby, Paulson, Murr. And it will be the Ohio State Buckeye, Garrett Burhan, Michigan against Ohio State on a Saturday night here in West Michigan. And another great crowd for the West Michigan Whitecaps to watch the Lansing Lugnuts. We're ready for the national anthem.
There's a great crowd to sing the anthem too, isn't there?
That's right. Youngsters down there, big group. Both teams aligned out on their dugouts. The Lugnuts in the away black uniforms. West Michigan in the home light blues. We'll send it down to the field for the national anthem. Beautifully sung down there on the field. A big group of youngsters, and they lead a large crowd here at LMCU Ballpark. A Saturday night packed and ready for the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps. Lansing 14-16. West Michigan coming in second place in the division at 19-12. And back fresh and rested and feeling better. Here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Yeah, not 100% voice yet, so at some point I might just say, Adam, you just take it the rest of the way, because the spirit is willing, but the vocal cords, they're still coming back around. Glad to be back with you. Hayden was the young play ball kid down on the field, and I'm glad that Hayden was clad in the powder blue, because that is exactly what these West Michigan Whitecaps are wearing. The defensive alignment features Josh Crouch at catcher, at first base Dylan Paulson, at second base it's Jace Young, at shortstop Danny Ceretti, and at third base Isaac Pacheco. And the outfield, Justice Bigby is in left, Austin Murr in center, and Roberto Campos is in right. The man on the mound, the right-hander, not used to wearing the baby blues, a little bit more scarlet and gray of his past. It's Garrett Burhan.
Yeah, Garrett Burhan, the Ohio State Buckeye, getting the ball today. And the Lugnuts hoping that they can find some success against him early. His ERA under 4. This is his second year with the Whitecaps. He got promoted last year at the end of the season. This will be his sixth start tonight. 20 2/3 innings pitched. 9 earned runs is all. 10 strikeouts, 5 walks. But as you mentioned earlier, Jesse, the first time he faced the Nuts, Lansing was able to get to him back on Jackie Robinson Day and Jesse Goldberg-Strassler Day. That was April 15th. He went 1 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, had no strikeouts, and 1 walk in a 6-4 win for Lansing. So more of the same for that, hopefully tonight.
What I always get interested by on those days, Adam, is when you go back and look at them and you say, who are the same batters from both of those. Caden Schrenkel, not on the offense, on the injured list. He's not playing today. He did well. Jack Winkler had a 3-run double against Burhan. He's not in the starting lineup today. But some other familiar names, and here's one of them. Johnny Butler leads off first pitch. It's taken for a called strike in the inside corner, and we're underway at 7:06 p.m., 1 minute late. And it is currently 73 degrees in Comstock Park, Michigan. Here's the pitch from Burhan. Swinging a tapper up the right side. Takes a right turn. Veers foul. No balls, 2 strikes. And Garrett Burhan, as you and I have seen, Adam, he allows base runners. He allows quite a lot of them. 20 hits, 5 walks over the course of his time. 10 runs in 20 2/3 innings, so that the ERA is approaching 4. West Michigan as a team, the ERA 3.32. He has been above that average. Batter from the left, righty offers. Inside and hit him. And there's another base runner. For Garrett Burhan, that is the first time that he has hit a batter this year with a pitch. And for Johnny Butler, that is his team leading 5th time getting plunked.
Well, not as nice to get hit by the baseball, but nice that Johnny Butler is able to get aboard. He was 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk. When he did get on with that walk, he swiped a bag. So that's putting some pressure on early in the top of the first.
Max Muncy is the next batter. And Muncy flies the first pitch out to right field. Back goes Campos. Back he goes in front of the track to haul it in. And at first base, Butler bluffs tagging up. Goes right back to the bag. The throw came into second base where Jace Young bluffed a throw back in behind him. So an HBP and then a first pitch flyout. One on, one down for Daniel Susak.
Keep an eye on Max Muncy, Jesse. He's going to start heating up here soon. He's having better at bats, less swings and misses. He had a couple of walks. Hit the ball hard this week.
For Susak, a couple of days ago, two-hit game. And then yesterday, a two-walk game. No score. First pitch. He takes a called strike at the knees on the outside corner at 94 here on the stadium gun. Adam, read my mind. What's Garrett Burhan looking for right now?
I'm going to go, I think, another fastball.
He deals. Fouled off into the screen. Garrett Burhan this year has induced 5 double plays.
Ah, I see.
Daniel Susak is a right-handed batter without too much foot speed. This would seem to be a prime candidate to give him that sinker.
Which, yeah, comes from that fastball down, that two-seamer.
Right. Susak has grounded into 2 double plays this year. Now he also has 7 doubles, 2 triples, and 3 homers. The pitch, that's buried down, off speed, well smothered by catcher Crouch. 1-2.
So I wasn't completely wrong in reading your mind.
You were right with me. We were just looking at it from 2 parts of the same equation. By the way, Susak with his 2-walk game yesterday, 13 straight games on. Butler at first, the pitch, swinging a foul straight back, gave him the high heat, and Susak somehow caught a piece and stayed alive, going right up the ladder.
Yeah, I think that's a good level change for a guy that likes to keep the ball low, as you mentioned, to try and get the rollover ground balls, and in this case, get a double play. Change the eye level. A nice job by Susak to stay alive.
Lugnuts have been running a lot. Johnny Butler at first base, 7 steals, twice caught. The pitch stays outside. Susak takes ball 2. So I'm laying in bed, I'm sick, I'm listening to Adam Jaxa on the radio. Maybe I should say I'm lying in bed. That's better grammar. And Daniel Susak drew a walk yesterday, and Adam, I started researching how many walks he had drawn. 2-2, Butler runs, and the pitch is lined up the middle of base hit to center field. Butler on the move, dashes for third base. From center, Austin Murr plays it into second. Runners are at the corners for the Lugnuts. Susak with a single reaches base for a 14th straight game. That's right back to a high fastball. And this time, not only did Susak climb the ladder, he barreled it.
Now, one of the best swings we've seen in a couple of days from the Nuts. Obviously, you've got the Junior Perez home runs, and welcome to the plate, number 4. But that was a great turned-on fastball right back up the middle in the air, and now the Nuts have a chance to strike first.
Not to mention how Susak had 7 walks in his last 7 games. Will add another hit. Susak at first. Butler at third, 1 out. The pitch, Junior Perez takes a ball. They appeal a check swing, denied by the bases umpire Patterson. Ball 1. So Junior Perez, noted Whitecaps killer. Righty deals to righty. Pitch on its way. Outside for ball 2. Junior's having some kind of series. Started 2 days ago in the 9th inning. Broke a 2-2 tie with a 2-run homer. And Adam, people don't hit home runs here at LMCU Ballpark. They don't hit them anywhere, and especially not to center field. Garrett Burhan ready. 2-0. Up and inside for ball 3. And so what does he do yesterday? He comes right back out, and he homers twice against West Michigan.
You don't homer here. You certainly don't homer 3 times in 2 days here.
Spectacular stuff from Perez, and being pitched like it too. This is a 3-0. Is he taking? He is, and it's up and in. It's ball 4. The bases are loaded with Lugnuts.
Yeah, I wouldn't pitch to him either. Just that good couple of days though, Jesse, with how much Junior has struggled. How much pad does that add to this lineup, right? I mean, you have to really pitch around Junior Perez. He earns the bump up in the order and now batting cleanup. and now you're extra careful there. You don't throw it in the zone, and a great opportunity with the bases full.
Well, the way that the Lugnuts had been positioning the lineup, it had been Muncy and Susak right in the middle needing to be the run producers. That had not been happening, although Susak was coming off a great homestand. You move Muncy up, you simply say, get on. Same thing with Butler, get on. Susak, get on. Perez, they pitch around, and here's Clark Elliott. Bases loaded, no score, one out. Time requested at home plate by the catcher, Crouch. Clark Elliott, playing in his fourth game as a member of the Nuts, collected his first hit yesterday. He's 1-for-12. Bats left. This would be a fine spot for hit number two. Right-hander sets, kicks and deals. Inside for ball one. Burhan is all over the place.
That's five straight out of the zone. And whether it's a hit, whether it's a walk, whether it's a sacrifice fly, got to find a way to get a run here after you've done all this work in the first.
Burhan is not allowed a home run this year. Fires. There's a called strike on the outside corner. 1-1 to Elliott.
I think that was the best thing yesterday, too, about Perez, Jesse. Carlos Pena has been excellent. Christian Tortosa has been good. Neither guy had given up home run, and Perez got two against him.
Perez at first, Susak at second, Butler at third. Elliott takes ball two, up and away. Clark Elliott batting right here. We start off this broadcast, and we're talking Michigan-Ohio State. That is Blake Beers, the starter for the Lugnuts, against Burhan, the starter for the Whitecaps. But this, too, is Michigan-Ohio State. Elliott, the Wolverine, waiting. 2-1 hitter's pitch. He grounds it foul off to the right side. Count is even. Clark Elliott does not strike out often. In fact, with Stockton before promoted up here to Lansing when Trenkel went on the IL, Elliott would walk more times than he had struck out for the Ports.
We'll call this the 45-23 game tonight.
There's number one, 2-2. Head of the air, shallow left. In comes Justice Bigby. He's under, he's got the catch. Johnny Butler starts to tag up, goes right back to third, drawing the throw in left of the mound. Elliott can't get the job done. At number two.
That's the right idea there from Clark Elliott. Get it up in the air, get it to the outfield, but just not enough. And you're hoping maybe because he didn't catch it flush, it might drop in, but held up long enough for Bigby to come get to it, and it's going to take a two-out hit here.
Danny Bautista Jr. now. Shadows have started to stretch across from the left side toward the right. They've crossed the home plate circle. Danny swings and misses a fastball, strike one. It's been so important for the Lugnuts. We can look back and we can say the games that they have gone in front early, by and large, they have won the majority of those games. They've got a chance here early. Bases loaded, two outs, no score. Righty to righty. That's a ball down and away. Garrett Burhan has caused most of this trouble himself. He hit Johnny Butler with an 0-2. Max Muncy flied out to right field in the first pitch, but then Daniel Susak singled the center, and Perez walked in the fly out to left by Elliott. The pitch, swing and a miss on the off-speed. Boy, the breaking ball in the outside corner, and Danny Bautista way out in front. Strike two. Bautista Jr. comes in hitting .241 through 24 games. He's in trouble now. 1-2 pitch on its way. Popped up right side. It's the first baseman, Paulson, into foul ground, out of the coach's box to make the catch. And Lansing is set down without a run scoring. Three left, one hit batter, one base on balls. Lugnuts nothing, Whitecaps coming up against Blake Beers.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, right now, going to the bottom of the first inning, and your Lugnuts defensively, Clark Elliott in left, Junior Perez in center, Johnny Butler's in right. Danny Bautista Jr. plays first base with Zahid Valenzuela at second. At short, Max Muncian at third, A. Rebiel Anales. The catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And Adam, I turn to you for a little Blake Beers.
Yes, indeed. Four-seam, two-seam cutter, slider change, and a curve. The 6'4", 215-pounder, 24 years old, one number higher than the amount of points the Buckeyes scored on November 26th.
Beers to Roberto Campos, right-hander to right-hander. Fastball for a called strike one. No score in the contest. Now, Adam, I want you to examine. Remember we talked about earlier in the series, West Michigan has a right-handed lineup that they will go to. Mm-hmm. And a one from Beers on its way. So we're going to high fly ball pounded to center. Back goes Junior Perez. Back he goes. Perez jumps up. He makes the catch. And then he's flush up against the outfield wall. Junior hauls it in. And there's one gone. Star next to it on the scorecard.
Yeah, great job by Junior. He never panicked. He knew he had the room. And probably thinking to himself, I know how hard a ball has to be hit to get it out to center field. I just did it a couple of days ago. Great job tracking it for that first out.
Here comes Jace Young batting left. Beers kicks and throws. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Let me get right to it then, because right-handed batters like Campos are hitting .323 this year against Beers. Lefties like Jace Young, not so good. Oh, one on its way. Swing and a pop-up. Left side, foul ground. Catcher Rodriguez flings away the mask in the on-deck circle, makes the catch, and then he's up against the mesh. Out number two. So the righty flied out to deep center, and the lefty fouls out to the catcher.
Yeah, that's pretty cut and dry with those numbers you just gave us. Weak contact, and how about C.J. Rodriguez, Jesse? He was sprinting over to that netting where he was running out of room. He wasn't stopping and makes the catch. Great job.
Bring up Danny Cerretti, a switch hitter, batting left. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The righty kicks, deals. Backdoor breaking ball called strike one with the slider. Now why, with that Beers slider, do you think that righties hit so much better against him than lefties? Is that slider so much more devastating for a lefty than a right-handed batter? There's a swing and a little flare. Left side. Third baseman Anales down the line into left field. Can't make the catch. It falls a fair ball. And then it kicks into the Lugnuts pen. Base hit for Cerretti. From left, Elliott lobs it in towards short. It's a double for West Michigan.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. Elliott wasn't going to be able to get to it. Anales was tracking from third base, but it's over his head. And you're running right down the line. It looked like it was going to drop fair, so good on him to try and make the catch. He couldn't, and that's just tough luck right there.
Did you see that Brett Harris made a catch like that yesterday for AA Midland?
Yes.
When a catch like that is made, you go, oh, it looked easy. It's not easy. So now here's the right-handed hitting Josh Crouch, who swings and fouls back the first pitch slider, strike one.
I mean, I don't think there's a harder catch in baseball than running away from the batter's box, the ball over your head, trying to find it, and then make a basket catch on the run. It's incredibly difficult.
Have you seen Moneyball?
Oh, yeah.
Playing first base.
That's right.
Tell him, Wash. Josh Crouch, batting right, the catcher. Cleaning up today for West Michigan. No score in the game at second base. Cerretti runs well. The pitch hit high in the air and foul right side. It's the first baseman, Bautista Jr. with room to squeeze it. And that ends the first inning. Well, the top of the first inning ended with Bautista Jr. fouling out to first to strand Lugnuts at every single bag. In the bottom half, Crouch fouls out to Batista Jr., the first baseman, and that strands Soretti's double, scoreless to the second inning from LMCU Ballpark.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the second inning, no score from LMCU Ballpark. Garrett Burhan deals to C.J. Rodriguez. First offering is laced right center field. That ball is down for a base hit. The right fielder for West Michigan just let it fly by him. And so the center fielder Murrah picks it up and gets it in. While Roberto Campos has his head down, it's a leadoff first pitch single for C.J. Rodriguez.
What was Campos doing right there? He tapped his chest to say, "My bad." I don't know if he just misread it or what, but yeah, he undercut that baseball by 10, 15 steps when it should have been his ball and should be an out.
You know, if this was football, we'd say he ran the slant just 5 yards without the necessary depth. Here's a called strike to the switch hitting Saeed Valenzuela batting left. Right, the quarterback overthrew him. But in this case, that fly ball is out there. He just ran too close.
Ran the slant. We wanted the fly pattern there.
That's right. Valenzuela swings, chops, left side. It's the third baseman, Pacheco, cutting in front, delivering to second. One, turn it to first, not in time. Valenzuela safely aboard. Rodriguez forced out. One on, one gone for A. Rebiel Anales. And that is two pitches into this top of the second inning. No score from West Michigan.
That's a weird couple of balls right there. One out to right where the right fielder misjudges, and then a high hopper, as you mentioned. Pacheco comes over from third, cuts it off, but then has a weird arm angle to get it to second. And nice job by West Michigan just to get the lead runner there.
A. Rebiel Anales batting right. Right-hander Burhan sets, deals. First pitch swinging, popped up, foul ground. The catcher Crouch back toward the netting. Foul ball three rows back, hopping up high against that net. Let's go back to Valenzuela, though. Saeed bouncing on the first pitch he saw. That took away our chance to talk about his beautiful pink bat. Mm. I had not seen that earlier from Saeed.
You know what? I didn't even recognize it.
It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
Valenzuela, the runner at first base. And A. Rebiel Anales, who always wears pink. But this is the right weekend to do so. The pitch, fouled away to the right side. All right, so let's see where A. Rebiel's pink is. He has the pink undershirt for the right sleeve. He has pink wrist tape for the left wrist. His spikes are pink and white. Anything I'm missing?
You got it. Oh, yeah, one spot.
Okay. We'll cover that, but first a pickoff, though. And no tag on Valenzuela.
He's always got that pink, Jesse, up on his right ear hole.
Yes.
On the batting helmet.
Always, always, always. Meanwhile, the baseball bat, the handle taped up, an electric lime A's green. Here's the pitch. A chopper pulled foul left side. Count maintains nothing and two. You can always tell a rebuild analyst any game, any defensive position, or if he's on the bases. It's not just his personality bursting from him. It's always the pink. We're going to see that more from the other players, like Valenzuela's bat this weekend. 0-2 from the team in the baby blue. Outside. See, with the way West Michigan is dressed, I was thinking this was June and Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, I was just thinking they were the Kansas City Royals.
Well, in the 1980s, there were a lot of teams that wore the same kind of powder blue, but definitely Kansas City. And you know who didn't? The Detroit Tigers, their parent club. 1-2. Popped up, and the infield. The pitcher Burhan clears the way. The third baseman Pacheco toward the mound makes the catch halfway between the mound and third base. Two outs. All right. This is just going off the top of my head. Teams in the major leagues that have worn powder blue.
Oh, you read my mind here. Jays this year?
Absolutely. Toronto Blue Jays, Kansas City Royals. Let's knock them both out.
Okay, teams that aren't currently the Montreal Expos.
Yes.
They had classics.
Outstanding. The Philadelphia Phillies had a powder blue that I thought looked great.
That does look good.
Here's Johnny Butler. Swings, grounds the first pitch up the middle, back of second base. It's the shortstop's already. He steps on second. That's out number two. Then he threw it to first for, that was out number three and then four. There were four outs in the frame. He turns a double play with two outs. So don't worry about it. And we're going to the bottom of the second inning. You can play along, too, if you've got more powder blue teams.
Does Johnny Butler get a fielder's choice there?
He does.
Okay.
That's a fielder's choice. Sorry, Danny Ceretti. It's no score through 1.5 innings from West Michigan.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Blake Beers opens up the bottom of the second inning, delivering in a called strike one to Eliezer Alfonso. We're underway in the home second. No score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Adam Jackson next to me. Alfonso switch hitter batting left. The 0-1 is high. Ball and a strike. It's Alfonso, Pacheco, and Bigby. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the West Michigan order. The windup. The kick and the pitch. Backdoor breaking ball called strike two. Slider's looking good early.
We know that's his best pitch, and it is so fun every time. You never take for granted when Blake Beers goes out to pitch how wonderful it is to watch him work that slider each time.
Alfonso hitting 260 in 21 games, only four strikeouts. 1-2. That's up high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Alfonso takes pride in not striking out. Six walks, four Ks, 85 plate appearances this year. 2-2 is on its way. He swings and lines it right back to Blake. Out number one. Reached out the glove, speared it. Thank you very much.
That was well done. It wasn't hit as hard as you sometimes see those comebackers. Enough time for Beers to react just a touch, but still good hot hand-eye coordination needed, and he came up with it. Great job by Beers.
Isaac Pacheco now. Pacheco batting left. Right-hander kicks, offers. Slider for a called strike one. No score. Whitecaps had a double in the first inning. Danny Soretti was then left stranded. Here's the 0-1. Inside. By the way, Adam and I were talking about teams in the powder blue uniforms, which got so big in the 1980s. I thought of a couple of more. I think the Chicago White Sox at one point were. Definitely the Minnesota Twins. Swing and a miss. And they count 1-2. The St. Louis Cardinals at powder blues.
The Cardinals. That's a classic. I feel like the Brewers may have as well.
They sure did. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com is my email address. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. 1-2. Outside. Count is even. Texas Rangers had powder blues. Really, it might be easier to name the teams that didn't.
Right.
A 2-ball, 2-strike pitch on its way. Swinging a ground ball pulled on the right side. Room service hop, Valenzuela. The throw to first is out number two. Justice Bigby strides up to home plate from the right side. Bigby has had a strong offensive series. And the first offering to him, taken for a called strike. He is 9-for-14. He has knocked in 7 runs. He has drawn 4 walks. He has 3 doubles and a home run. And he swings and hits one high and deep to center. Can Junior Perez get it? He's at the wall, and he runs this one down. So that's a couple of long drives taken out to center field that Junior Perez has flagged down, and we're through 2 innings of play. We're going to the third, scoreless, from Comstock Park. Adam Jackson returns with the call.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there as we bring you back to the top of the third on a gorgeous Saturday night in the west side of the state. No score so far between the Nuts and the Caps from LMCU Ballpark. Good news for the Lugnuts, they will have the heart of their order due up. Max Muncy, Daniel Susak, Junior Perez, 2, 3, and 4. Max flied out to right on his first pitch back in the opening frame. First pitch, 0 outside, ball one. I was talking to Max earlier today before the game, and he's feeling more comfortable at the plate. Numbers aren't quite there yet. Strikeouts have been up. The pitch, checked it, and that's out of the zone. And it's pitches like that, 2 balls, no strikes. Said this week in particular, he's laying off pitches out of the zone, and he's not striking out as much. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Lifted deep to center field. Murray's going back. He's at the track, still running, and that ball's off the wall and bounding back to center. Muncy's around second. He stops there, right on cue. Another hard hit ball. This one falls. It's a two-bagger for Max. He got a fastball right down the chute and didn't miss it. That's great stuff from Muncy, and he said it yesterday. He had a couple balls that he struck 95 and 100 exit velo off the bat, but they were caught. So it didn't necessarily come true with him getting on base, but outside of those and a couple of walks, he had a good swing on the first pitch he saw in the first. Lugnuts have the potential first run at second base. Here's Daniel Susak. First pitch. Kicked back foul. Strike one. It's the same type of thing we saw with Junior Perez, who, yes, he was in a slump for a while and he wasn't batting well. Before those three home runs came the last 2 days, he was having harder contact on his swings, although it wasn't paying off in terms of getting on base. And now that started to come. And there potentially is that first maybe breakthrough swing for Max, his sixth double. Burhan set. The pitch. Way outside. Great stop. Crouch had to lunge way over to his right to keep that in front and keep Muncy at second base.
Well, it's all the work that gets put in by these players that we don't see, that doesn't seem like it's paying off, and then out of nowhere, it suddenly erupts. That swing by Muncy, too, it was short to the ball, and then the ball exploded to the deepest part of the park.
1-1 pitch. On the ground, base hit back up the middle. Muncy being waved around by Conklin. No throw coming from Murr. It's an RBI single for Susak, and the two first-rounders combine to put the Lugnuts on the board first.
What I like about that is both of them going right up the middle. Muncy off the center field wall, sure, but this one, that sharply struck, and that's right back up through where nobody is playing him. That's good baseball.
And that's the second time that Susak's done that, Jesse. His first one was right back up the middle, just in the air. So Susak, 2-for-2. Jesse told you he's already extended his on-base streak with that first single to 14 games. Here's the big bopper, Junior Perez. And a nice breaking ball as he turns his shoulder, comes inside. Strike one. 1-0 Lugnuts, top three. How about the two first-rounders? Back-to-back in the order, we've been waiting for the production. And there it is here in the third. Pitch, swing, and a miss. No balls, two strikes.
With Susak, too, not just getting on base once. He's getting on base multiple times every single game.
And that's the production they expect from him. 21-year-old and first-round selection last year, 19th overall. The pitch, swing, and a miss. And down goes Junior Perez. So he walked on four pitches the first time. Strikes out on three pitches. That's the first K today for Burhan. 1-0 Lugnuts. One on. And now the first out. Here comes Clark Elliott. Elliott one hit in his first few games this week. Just promoted to Lansing. Up from Stockton. The pitch home. On the ground, hard hit, and that jumps through both Paulson and Young. Susak had to wait for it to squirt through. He just gets to second. There's the second hit for Clark Elliott. A ball that was sizzled through the right side of the infield. So three hits in this third inning. The leadoff double from Max Muncy on a 2-0 fastball. And then Susak, the single back up the middle. Clark Elliott. Bounding ball towards right field, and here comes Danny Bautista. 1-0 Nuts, top three. Righty set from the stretch, throws. Bautista takes it on the outside corner, strike one. Danny came up in that first inning with the bases loaded and two outs. The Nuts unable to get any runs. He flied out to Dylan Paulson in foul territory at first base. And he take advantage here with two on and one out. The pitch, high hopper off the plate, third base side, cut off by Pacheco, goes to second. No, he lost the baseball and everybody's safe. He got ready to throw it and it looked like on the transfer the ball just slipped right out, hit the dirt, and the bases are loaded for the second time in three innings for the Nuts. So it's going to be an error and a fielder's choice. It's been high error games for the Nuts the last two nights. Yesterday morning, I should say. Three errors for Lansing. And then the night before, it was two errors. And now the pitching coach, Dan Rickaball, is heading out there to kind of slow things down. This is another opportunity. It was bases loaded, one out in the first. Lansing got none. Bases loaded, one out in the third. They've already gotten a run. We'll see if they can get more.
Can we appreciate Dan Rickaball's pants look?
I love it.
The man's baseball pants are way too big, right? And yet he still has his stirrups, and I mean the stirrups, pulled up to his knees. It is a fabulous old-school look.
It is. Iconic old-school baseball look with the stirrups. I would say a little bit under the knees, right? Like,
yes.
Those are sagging almost down to the top of the calves for him. So you're, like, halfway down the lower leg.
Yes.
Very cool. So he has his chat and now has his moment in the sun. Walking back, all the fans can check out the old school look. And here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Big opportunity for the Nuts. Threatening more against Burhan. Already up 1-0. Bases full. First pitch. Rodriguez takes it a little bit wide on the breaking ball. C.J. with a base hit in his first at-bat. Thanks to a misplay in the outfield from Roberto Campos in right. Susak is at third. Elliott at second. Bautista at first. Burhan throws. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez chased that one out of the zone in the dirt. 1-1.
What I liked about what CJ did his first time up, Adam, he's getting pitched away. Pitched away with soft stuff. You just take it to the opposite field. So he singled out to right field. The right side of the infield is wide open for him right now.
You don't need to do too much. Again, just trying to get a run or two in with a good swing. And a smart swing at that. The pitch. Up high. Two balls and a strike. Good eye there after he just chased one down low. CJ has driven in four this year. 47th at bat. He's got 12 hits. Rodriguez playing in his 15th game tonight for Lansing. And out of Vanderbilt. The pitch home. Lined the opposite way, but that goes foul. Look out down there over the bullpen, but right what you are asking for, Jesse. An outside pitch. Shooting it with the pitch the opposite way. And now Rodriguez will try and fight off on a 2-2 pitch upcoming. Number 21 in the right side of the box. Leans back waddling the pitch. Outside, and we've got a full count coming with one out and the bases full in the third. One run already in here against Garrett Burhan. Can the Lugnuts light him up for a couple more? Continue this great start to this game for them, putting pressure on the mound. Here's a 3-2 pitch. On the ground, foul, third base side, back behind Craig Conklin. Just better at bats tonight, and we've seen it. It almost feels like the Junior Perez home runs kind of ignited this offense a little bit. It didn't have great games on Tuesday and Wednesday. And he hit that homer on Thursday and changed things. The pitch. Outside ball four, and it's a bases loaded walk. Susak comes in. 2-0 Lugnuts.
Disciplined. That was a disciplined plate appearance by C.J. Rodriguez.
And that's something I think the Nuts are trying to improve on, those walks. One of the lower numbers in the league, coming in with 102 walks. They've walked twice tonight. Perez and now Rodriguez. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. Base is still full. The pitch. That's in there. Chest high, outside corner. Strike one to the lefty.
I think you've got to work on, for Saheed, getting lift. Because you've got a pitcher out there who's going to give you the two-seamer, hoping for the double play ball to end this jam.
Lugnuts trying to avoid that in the worst way here. Trying to get more. The pitch. That's inside, one ball, one strike, and there is that bright pink bat for Valenzuela, working it for Mother's Day. See if he gets in the lineup tomorrow, but if not, just in case, he gets to flex it today. maybe it can get him its first hit. Bases full, one out, top three, two runs already home for the Nuts, looking for more. Burhan's 1-1. Hard hit, line drive right field, sinking, it's a base hit. Coming in to score is Elliott. They go station to station, 3-0 Lugnuts.
Outstanding. Barreled by Sahit Valenzuela.
And everything has been barreled so far in this third inning against Garrett Burhan. Again, the Nuts did this to him, and he lasted just an inning in the third the first time they played. They got four hits and four runs back on April 15th in a 6-4 win against him. Now they've got five hits and three runs all in this third inning and still only one out for another guy that's been barreling it lately, specifically racking up the doubles, Eurybi El Angeles. Here's the pitch. Reaches on it, out to right center field. That's falling, and it's down for another base hit. Bautista comes in to score. The wave around Rodriguez comes in as the two outfielders collide. Sliding into third is Valenzuela. It's a two-run single for Angeles. Five-run third inning for the Nuts.
Do you want to talk about the hitting first? Do you want to talk about the physical comedy being performed by the West Michigan defense?
Do you want to talk about the hitting first or the hitting of the outfielders first?
Austin Murr is a great defensive outfielder. Roberto Campos is a great defensive outfielder. Austin Murr is playing his second game in center field all year. Roberto Campos has played in center field all year. But Campos is playing in right. It's the center fielder's ball. And you've got one guy not used to being in center. You've got one guy used to being there who wants to be there. You can figure out what happened.
Throw back to first. Angeles didn't slide there. That was interesting. Just kind of almost crab walked back to the base. And Paulson didn't even apply the tag.
I think if I'm Dylan Paulson, I try a tag the next time.
Yeah, I think so.
That play out in right center field. Campos just taking out Austin Murr when it's Murr's ball.
The pitch, swing and a foul tip, held on to, strike one. Johnny Butler, the ninth batter to come up for the Nuts in this lengthy third inning. Boy, what a troublesome evening Campos is having in right, Jesse. Misread that Rodriguez ball, ran into Murr right there, and that allows Valenzuela to get to third and no throw to come home. 0-1, lifted out to left field, tailing foul. Big B slows down, runs out of room, and it's no balls, two strikes against Johnny Butler.
I think with Campos, we've been waiting for this. He's so young. And throughout the season series between the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps, we have not seen his age show up that much. We're starting to see it show up.
Yes, indeed. Just 19 years old. He'll turn 20 come June 14. A five spot in the third. Second five spot of this series for the Nuts. The pitch. There goes Angeles to second. They throw down, and now he's stopped. And the ball is dropped by Cerretti. It goes into center, and Valenzuela comes in to score. A mess of things in this third inning by the Whitecaps. It's 6-0. That looked like the old setup Little League steal of home. Angeles just stopped three quarters of the way. Then Cerretti dropped the ball. It trickles behind him. Angeles is safe. Valenzuela comes in, still only one out, and a runner now at second.
There's a lot of people here. The Whitecaps' record is 19-12, and they've earned it, but there's a lot of people who have not seen those 19 wins.
1-2. Foul ball towards the Whitecaps' dugout.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people who, based on what they've seen in this first two innings, plus one out into this third inning, they're going, there's no way this Whitecaps team is among the best teams in all of High A. This has been comical. The Lugnuts certainly are enjoying it.
The pitch lifted deep right center field. That ball is headed for the gap. Murr is tracking it, but he makes the catch as he circles to his left. Angeles sprints to third. The ball cut off by Cerretti. Two outs in the inning. By the way, remarkable. Angeles, after stalling and stopping three quarters of the way to second, given a stolen base on that last run to second base.
He put the brakes on.
So now Max Muncy, who led off the inning with a double, comes to the plate to try and knock in Angeles at third. 6-0 Nuts. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Muncy with the double, his sixth this year, and that's more of what we've seen from Muncy. Started the year with doubles, started last year up in Lansing with those doubles. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. A little change from Craig Conklin, and he also credited Ron Whitmire, the hitting coach, saying they decided to tinker and move Muncy up to second and flip Jack Winkler, who's not in the lineup today, to third. Pitch, bouncing ball, cued towards the first base side. Waiting on it is Paulson, tags the bag as he stretches out the left foot. And there's the mock cheer from the home crowd. 10 batters later, West Michigan is out of the half inning. They commit two errors. They give up 5 base hits, a walk, and 6 runs come in. The Lansing Lugnuts have erupted for their largest half inning this week. Up by 6 as we head to the home half of the third from LMCU Ballpark.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Just the seventh time this year that the Nuts have scored at least 6 runs in a game. When they score 6 or more, they are 6-1 this season. A 6-run third, and it is 6-0. Blake Beers back on the hill. First pitch to Dylan Paulson. That's in there, knee high, strike one. What an incredible half inning for the Nuts as they attacked Garrett Burhan. The pitch home. That's down low. 1-1. So you're saying the Buckeye gave up 6?
Sure.
All right.
Factually correct.
Also correct. Not the extra point, though. Here's the Michigan Wolverine, Blake Beers, with the 1-1. That's in there. 1-2. Beers, in the meantime, the opposite way. He has not collected a strikeout yet, but he's only allowed a lofted double down the third base line. That's been it. The pitch. Down low. Three flyouts, in that first inning outside of the Soretti double that went off the glove of Angeles, who was running towards left field to try and basket catch over his head. Pitch. In on the hands, bounded towards second. Backhand by Valenzuela. Turns from the cut of the grass, throws to first. A sharp throw at that for the first out as Dylan Paulson is retired.
Isn't that a great example of the difference between each team's defense right now? West Michigan is struggling with the routine. That was not routine.
Which is, again, a switch of what we've seen from Lansing, Jess, because the last two games they've committed a total of 5 errors, which is very unlike what the norm has been for them this season. First pitch to Austin Murr. Slicing ball hit. One hop. Oh, my goodness. Right up to the face of Valenzuela. Gloves it to protect and throws sharp to first. 2 straight pitches sharply hit over to Valenzuela, and he's up to the task on both.
When the Dayton Dragons were in town, Ruben Ibarra and Saheed Valenzuela were high school teammates. And I asked him, what was Saheed like to play with in high school? He said, that guy caught everything. He looked a little bit like that.
And thank God he did catch that one. Here's Roberto Campos. The pitch. slider up high inside. It hit off the cut of the grass of the infield and then sharply bounded up towards his head, almost using the glove as protection. 1-0. Popped up to shallow right center field, coming over as it hangs up. Perez leans over, makes the catch to his left, and that is going to do it. So, after that lengthy top of the third, where six runs come in, Blake Beers comes back, and it takes him just eight pitches to go through the Whitecaps. Order 1-2-3. Off to the fourth we go, 6-0, Lugnuts.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Nothing. Lansing leads as we bring you back for the top of the fourth on a beautiful Saturday night in West Michigan. Daniel Susak comes in to face the new pitcher. It's Michael Beanline that takes the hill. His first pitch, and that's up high and outside. Ball one. So the Lugnuts knock out the starter, Garrett Burhan, and they knock him around. Six runs on seven hits and a couple Whitecap errors as well. Right-hander throws. Twisted back off the net. One ball, one strike on Daniel Susak, who's 2-for-2 and brought in the first run of the game, an RBI single, scoring Max Muncy. Next pitch. Breaking ball is in there. Strike two. Susak starting to put it together over these last couple of weeks. Good homestand. And carrying that over onto the road, on the road here in West Michigan. Pitch lifted deep out to center field, but Murr has room. Now takes a couple of steps in and makes the catch with two hands for the first out of the fourth. Well, in that third inning for the Nuts, it went double, RBI single, strikeout, then single, fielder's choice, RBI walk, RBI single, two RBI single, fly out, ground out. First pitch, swing and a miss from Junior Perez. 10 batters to the plate, 6 runs, 5 hits, 2 West Michigan errors, and still a lug nut left at third base before all was completed. 6-0 Nuts in the top of the fourth. Beanline's pitch. Perez takes it outside. One ball, one strike. Coming into this game, Junior Perez had 3 home runs in his last 6 at-bats in a very pitcher-friendly park in LMCU ballpark. The 1-1. Way up. 2 balls and a strike. Junior had 37 career minor league home runs, but through 20-plus games with the Nuts, hadn't hit one yet. And then all of a sudden, he gets 3 in 2 games. And one of them all the way out to left center where balls go to die. A 2-1. Ooh, that's inside. Thought about swinging, but pulled it back as it was coming for his wrists. 3-1. So excited to see how he continues He wears number 4. He bats 4th. Does he have a 4th home run tonight? The pitch. That's in there. Strike 2. The first one he hit out to left center, a towering shot. Craig Conklin said when he was in Stockton with Junior Perez back in 2021, he said those were the type of home runs that Junior hit all the time, that kind of majestic, high-flying baseball. His other two yesterday were more sharply hit line drives out to left. 3-2. Lifted, right field, foul territory. Paulson going over, and that one is headed for the seats about 3 rows deep. And it remains 3 balls, 2 strikes on Junior, who walked on 4 pitches in his first at-bat and struck out in the 3rd on 3 pitches. We've been asking where the power comes, especially with a Max Muncy and Daniel Susak not quite supplying the home run pop yet to start the year, and Lázaro Armenteros being promoted through the first month. The pitch, low and outside, and that's ball 4. Second walk tonight for Junior Perez. And this is the guy that I know Jesse had circled because of all of those home runs he had hit since becoming a professional in 2018. Now to think that the Lugnuts have a guy in the middle of their order that has hit 40 professional home runs. Teams are going to take notice of that and be a little bit more careful with number 4. Here's number 11, Clark Elliott from the left side. 6-0 Nuts. We're in the top of the 4th at LMCU Ballpark. Michael Beilein will step off. Time called by Josh Crouch behind the plate.
Don't put it past Junior to try to steal second base.
He's got his second walk. He's stolen 4 bags this year in 4 attempts. The pitch home. Way inside. 1 ball, no strikes. You know who else? Craig Conklin said, speaking of stealing bases, that we could see steal a lot of bags here in Lansing. This guy right here, Jesse. Clark Elliott. Didn't run a ton in Stockton. 1-0. Here's a high hopper foul, first base side. Craig Conklin said, this guy can run, and if he continues to get on base and has good at-bats, they want him to swipe some bags for him. And we've talked about it with Clark Elliott. He's that prototypical leadoff hitter, a lefty. He's got good speed, and especially with Caden Trinkle being on the IL. The pitch. Runner takes off for second. Here comes the throw on 1 hop. It's in there, but safe the call as Junior Perez has his 5th swipe. Cerretti put the tag down just a second too late.
He has such explosive power. He has explosive speed. He burst into second base.
Yes, he did, and the Lugnuts continue to put pressure on. It doesn't matter what pitcher is out there. This is refreshing to see with how their offense struggled the first couple of games of this series. Beilein throws. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was a high fastball to Clark Elliott. He went after it. And Elliott now going to call time, take a set to a second to refresh, reset. The Lugnuts had the bases loaded in the first. They had a leadoff single from C.J. Rodriguez in the second. They obviously scored 6 runs, had the bases loaded. 10 batters came to the plate in the third. The pitch, that's up high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And now here in the 4th, got the walk from Perez, stolen base with 2 outs. Runner in scoring position. Trying to kick the extra point here in this 4th inning and go up 7. Pitch home. Checked it. Didn't go around. They go to the appeal, and it's confirmed. Chad Patterson says he didn't offer, and that's another walk. Lugnuts continuing to have great at-bats and disciplined at-bats. 4 walks now tonight for the Nuts, and back-to-back here with Perez and Elliott. So he's starting to get on more. Just coming up from Stockton, Clark Elliott. A base hit yesterday, a base hit today, and now a walk. And another visit from Dan Riccobal out there to talk with now Michael Beilein. By the way, the final line for Garrett Burhan tonight went 3 innings, gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 of which were earned after a couple of errors from his defense. walked two and struck out just one. Very similar to that first outing where he didn't have any strikeouts against Lansing. And he went just an inning and two-thirds that time, giving up four hits and four runs. So mound visit over, two on with two out, and Danny Bautista coming to the plate. Perez at second, good speed. At first, Elliott also good speed. The pitch home. Bautista fouls it back, strike one. Danny fouled out to Paulson in the first and then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. 6-0 Lugnuts on seven hits and no errors. West Michigan, no runs, one hit and two errors. And this packed house tonight is silenced. The pitch home. Lifted in the infield in front of second. Jace Young underneath of it, and he makes the catch. And that will do it for the second out. Infield fly rule in effect. Apologize, I was saying two outs, just one out in this inning, and now there are two. Second time tonight that Bautista has gotten under a weak pop. So it'll be C.J. Rodriguez that has to come up here with two outs. The pitch. And that's low, ball one. Rodriguez, two for two tonight and getting on base. With the base hit in the second and then walked with the bases loaded in the third. Beanline from the stretch, first base side of the slab. Holds midsection high. Peaks at second. And the pitch. Up high. Inside, two balls, no strikes. Just seems like a different approach tonight from the Lugnuts. Staying back, patient, not swinging at many pitches out of the zone. Here's a 2-0. There go the runners. That pitch is inside. Throw down to third. Perez is out. Pacheco tagged him. That was close. Thought he had slid in there safely, but not the case, according to Chad Patterson. And Perez, on a knee, helmet off, will be thrown out trying to steal his second base of the half inning. So a couple of walks go begging. We will head to the home half of the fourth. Lansing 6, West Michigan none.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Off to the bottom of the fourth here at LMCU Ballpark on the west side of the state. And it's the visitors spoiling the large home crowd tonight. Lansing up 6-0. Beautiful Saturday night for baseball. 75 degrees. Some light blue skies up there with some cloud coverage and the wind sitting around 10 miles an hour. Blake Beers has worked well. He's given up a double. That has been it. Set down seven straight, his first pitch. That's in there, strike one, as he goes back through the heart of the order for the second time. Jace Young, Danny Cerretti, and Josh Crouch. No strikeouts yet for Blake. The second pitch. Lifted out on a looping ball. One hopped in front of Valenzuela. Turns, throws to first. and it is just in time. Valenzuela had to wait for Bautista to get to the bag, so he continued to run to first and then quickly threw it to first, and Bautista was there in time. One of those where Danny was thinking that might be his ball, so it took him a little while to get over to first, but 4-3 put out. Now Danny Ceretti steps in. The pitch, that's in there, strike one. Bottom of the fourth, it's trivia time here on our Lansing Lugnuts broadcast. Beer set and throws. That's down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. So trivia tonight with the Lugnuts in front, 6-0. What was the final score of the Michigan-Ohio? No, I'm just kidding. I'm giving that one to you. Trivia question, Lugnuts related tonight. The pitch on the end of the bat, hit over towards short. Scooped up by Muncy, sets, throws low, but Bautista has it. And there's two outs. Guy named Vladimir Guerrero Jr. came through this organization when they were a Blue Jays affiliate. And he was with the Nuts in 2017. And on this day, May 13th, back in 2017, he had a lengthy on-base streak come to an end. The pitch, lifted foul, first base side from Josh Crouch. Tonight's question, how long was that on-base streak for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in 2017 before it came to an end on May 13th, 2017? Let us know your answers. The pitch, sweeps outside, ball one. You can email us at jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com or tweet at Jesse or I, at Adam Jaxa, at jgoldstress. Let us know your thoughts. The pitch on the ground towards first. One hop to Bautista. Runs it to the base, and that will do it. 1-2-3 through the second time through the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Again, tonight's trivia, Vladimir Guerrero. How long was his on-base streak before it came to an end on this day back in 2017? We're off to the fifth. 6-0. Lansing leading at LMCU Ballpark.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, off to the top of the fifth here. Thanks so much for joining us on your Saturday night, May 13th, 2023. Tonight, game 31 for the Lansing Lugnuts as they look to creep a game within 500. They're 14-16. They're up 6-0 as we head to the top of the fifth and looking for more. C.J. Rodriguez, Saheed Valenzuela, and Eurybio Angeles. Final three in the card to face Michael Beanline. First pitch. Check swing, it's in there. Strike one against Rodriguez. If you're wondering why Jesse is not doing play-by-play as we head back to the fifth, Jesse still under the weather and his voice is just not come all the way back. Here's a bouncing ball, third base side, no balls, two strikes. Jesse, I know that people listen to this broadcast to listen to you, so I figured I'd let them know.
I mean, I'm feeling great.
Yes, he's in great spirits, as he always is.
Big smile on my face, especially during that third inning.
The 0-2. Bouncing ball over towards third. Couple of hops, charging Pacheco. Throws on the run, and it's in time. One away. Now, that third inning was quite spectacular for the Nuts, and we talked about it This is a team that is averaging just under 4 runs a game. So for them to get 6 in one inning is excellent. And for those 6 in the third, they have now scored 25 runs in the third inning this year. The pitch, up and outside, ball one to Valenzuela. 6-0 Nuts here in the fifth. That is the third most runs in an inning they've scored this year. They have 33 in the sixth, 28 in the fourth. The pitch, kicked back off the netting. 1-1. And for whatever reason, we talked about this yesterday. Outside of yesterday's game, it was the first where the Nuts scored one run in half innings rather than multiple runs in half innings, which they had done the entire series. The pitch, twisted foul, third base side, 1-2. Lansing lost game one, and they lost by a large margin. Tuesday night's game was a 14-5 defeat to West Michigan. They scored all 5 runs in one inning in the eighth. 1-2 pitch from Beanline. A little bit wide, 2-2. Good eye from Valenzuela. Then on Wednesday, they lost 9-3, but they took the lead with 3 runs early in that game, scoring them in the second. The pitch on the ground towards third, hit the other way. A couple hops, Pacheco has it, slings to first. And just like Rodriguez, Valenzuela is down, 2 outs. Aribiel Angeles coming to the plate. So 2 games, multi-run half innings, where they only scored in one inning. And then in their win on Thursday, they didn't just score in one half inning, they scored in 2. But again, it was multiple runs in both. First pitch, on the ground towards third. Pacheco has it. Pacheco throws to first, and 5-3 putouts for Rodriguez, Valenzuela, and Angeles as the Lugnuts have another multi-run half inning tonight. It's 6 in the third, no runs here in the fifth. We're off to the bottom half, 6-0 Nuts at LMCU Ballpark.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Lansing leading 6-0 against West Michigan. A huge crowd tonight at LMCU Ballpark. This follows up the kids' day they had yesterday. We started at 11. And over 7,000 and mostly youngsters packed this park yesterday. Now more of an adult crowd tonight, but still, the lower bowl is full, and this is a big stadium here, or ballpark, rather, on the west side of the state. Blake Pierce throws to Eliezer Alfonso. Pitches on the outside part of the plate, ball one. No strikeouts for Beers, but he's still having no problem. 10 straight set down. The pitch. Line drive the other way, and that'll end the streak of 10 as it's down. Fair ball. Elliott comes up to play it. Bobbles it, but still gets it in time. And Alfonso is just the second hit of the game and second base runner of the game allowed by Beers.
Mm-hmm.
Really the first time we've heard this crowd get into it after the leadoff man is on. And now here's Isaac Pacheco. Lefty steps in, the pitch home. Pacheco hits one on the ground to second, could be two. Valenzuela flips to second for Muncy. One, back to first to Bautista. There's the 31st Lugnuts double play of the season. Two outs in the fifth. Not any strikeouts for Beers, but why get one out when you can get two? A 4-6-3 twin killing. And now the base is clear, and importantly clear for a guy that has had the best series of any Whitecap. Justice Bigby steps in. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. If you can have this guy come to the plate with nobody on, it is a win with how he's been swinging the stick this week. The 0-1. Checked it. And the slider is outside. One ball, one strike from Beers. Bigby. Flied out in his first at-bat to center. Deep pitch. That's way inside. Two balls and a strike. So now he's just a calm 9 for 15 in this series with 5 runs, 3 doubles, a homer, and 7 driven in. The pitch. Ooh, off balance there as he swings and misses. 2-2. He's also stolen a bag and walked 4 times and only struck out 2 times. He has been remarkable for Brian Pena. And not just this series, but this year, batting nearly .350 with 26 hits. The pitch, swing and a miss. He gets the slider, and there's the first Blake Beers strikeout. And after the leadoff single, he's able to get the next two. We are through 5. Off to the sixth. It's 6-0. Lugnuts.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them. Just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
So far, so good for the Lansing Lugnuts. Through 5, they're up 6-0 here at LMCU Ballpark. And the visitors trying to tack on some more. They'll have the top of the order coming up for the third time in this game. Johnny Butler, Max Muncy, and Daniel Susak. Butler tonight, 0-2, but he was hit by a pitch in the first. Digs in from the left side against Michael Beanline, who has pitched the last couple innings. Taking over for Garrett Burhan. The righty set and throws. Pitch is a little bit low, ball one. Johnny Butler trying to get going. He's had a quieter series here in West Michigan. Here's the pitch. On the ground, first base side, foul. Hooked it just to the right of the line. Good swing right there, though. He was 0-4 yesterday with a walk. And on Thursday, 0-4 with a strikeout. After Wednesday's game where he had a base hit, went 1-4, but that base hit was an RBI single. So, been a couple of days. His average now sits at 186. Very un-Johnny Butler-like. He's got such a good swing. The pitch, twisted up in the air, shallow left. Bigby waits on it, couple of steps in, stops, leans forward, makes the catch, and there's one away. So far things have slowed down for the Nuts offensively since that big 10 batter, 5-hit, 6-run third inning. The Nuts have had a couple of walks against Michael Beanline, but they have not had a base hit. Now here comes Max Muncy. First pitch to Max. Kicked back up our way. Look out. And that one will go off of the home broadcast booth window. Right in front of Nate Winkler over there, who's teamed up with Dan Hasty, and then bounced back into the crowd. Muncy hit it hard to right in his first at-bat. Doubled the center field in his third and grounded out to first in the second at-bat in the third. The pitch. Fastball down the chute. Strike two. Muncy wears number three, his black Lugnuts uniform. Lugnuts written in silver across the chest. Luggy, the logo is the T. A's and Lugnut logos on the right and left sleeve. The pitch on the ground, weakly hit towards second. Young waits on it, up with it, throws to first. And Max is set down for a third time. Two outs. So from one first rounder to the next. Not going to get sick of saying that. Muncy and Susak. Max was taken in the first round by the A's in 2021. And Susak, a first rounder in 2022. And have to see that production tonight. First pitch, down low, ball one, where Max doubled off the center field wall to open the third. And then three pitches later, Susak clobbered a ball back up the middle to bring him in. That was the game's first run. 6-0 now, Nuts in the sixth. The pitch. Slider in there, strike one. And you for sure feel like we have not even come close to seeing the best from both guys. When they get going, though, they are going to be tough to maneuver through the middle of this order. The pitch. That shot foul. One ball, two strikes. And with that said, this is Daniel Susak, who's on a 14-game on-base streak. He's had two more hits tonight and hit one hard out to center field in his third at bat. The pitch, bouncing ball towards third on a short second hop. Pacheco backs up, has it, throws to first, and the pick not made by Paulson. And Susak is safe. That was a tough one for Pacheco. It was an initial big hop, and then he had to wait for it to take one more short hop before it got to him. And then it had to quickly throw to first, but he short hopped it to Paulson. So we'll see here if this is a third West Michigan error on, I'm guessing, Isaac Pacheco on the throw, and that's the case. So it is a third error tonight for West Michigan, same as the Lugnuts last night, who had three. Here's Junior Perez, the big swinger. The pitch, fastball inside corner, strike one. Does he have another big swing in him? Three home runs in the last 2 days. That's from the right side. Beanline's pitch. Up and in. One ball, one strike. The struggles for Junior Perez to open the year, but these three home runs have really helped. The pitch. It's down low. Two balls and a strike. Craig Conklin was talking about it before the game, said it's a little mechanical switch they made with him. He was pumping that front left foot. It was a big kind of step forward and up in the air with his swing, and they've shortened it a little bit, and he's been more on time. The pitch, outside, 3-1. And he brings that leg kick up and then moves it forward, and now it's shorter, and he's able to lay back on it a little bit more instead of attacking the pitches, and it's really paid off. Here's a 3-1. Cutback foul up over our heads. Three balls, two strikes on Junior Perez. Junior was a guy that opened the season with four hits in his first 53 at-bats. But those hits were all against West Michigan. He's pitched well, or he has done well against the Whitecaps. waiting on the 3-2. Here it is. Swings and misses. Strikeout. May have chased ball four, which would have been his third walk, but that's a tough one up eye level, and Beanline able to get around the E5 from Isaac Pacheco. So we will push to the bottom of the sixth, moving right along, an hour and a half in. Lugnut six, Whitecaps none from LMCU Ballpark.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the bottom of the sixth, we move Lansing in front, 6-0. Blake Beers looking for his longest outing of the season. He's gone 5 innings a couple of times and tried to go into the sixth against Dayton, but was taken out. Pitched in relief, rather, in that one. His first pitch here is a little bit wide. Ball one. So, an out here in the sixth, and it will be the longest he has gone this year. The 24-year-old out of Michigan turns and throws to Paulson. Swatted foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. Four-seam, two-seam, cutter, slider, change, and a curve for Blake Beers, the 6'4", 215-pounder, wears number 30 in black. The pitch slides in there, strike two, against Dylan Paulson, the former Tampa Bay Ray prospect, the former Los Angeles Dodger prospect. The pitch in there, strike three. Got him with the slider on the outside. Blake Beers nods his head in approval. That's his second strikeout and his second straight strikeout to bookend the end of the fifth and the start of the sixth. Nicely done there, because Paulson had a great game yesterday. 3 hits and 2 doubles. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Here's Austin Murr. The pitch. Kicked back right under the glove of Beers and sprayed into the outfield as it jumped off the mound and got some movement behind it to pick up some steam. Just the third hit tonight against Beers to turn the lineup over. And again, a runner on base, just the third for West Michigan, and this crowd trying to get into it. 6-0 Lansing in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Roberto Campos. Righty on righty, the pitch. That's outside, ball one. It really is remarkable to think about where Blake Beers was collegiately when the A's decided to take him, because he struggled mightily his senior season in Ann Arbor. The pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. The A's drafted him back in 2021. He was a 19th round selection. But his senior season, his ERA was up around 8.5 through 13 games and 5 starts. The pitch. That's on the inside corner. Strike one. The more remarkable thing, though, he had allowed 30 hits, a couple home runs, and the big one here was the splits. He had 21 strikeouts and 20 walks. Really had struggled with his command. The 2-1. That's shot back foul. 2 balls, 2 strikes. But the A's, since bringing him in, have really worked on that with him. And a great job by Rich Sparks, his scout, to bring him in. The pitch. Three balls, two strikes as it misses outside. Sparks, a guy that scouts Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio. He's signed guys like the Braves catcher and former A, Sean Murphy, Jack Perkins, Marty Bikina, Jeff Criswell, Max Schumann, Jack Weisenberger. The pitch, swing and a miss. That's strike three for Campos, and the strikeout starting to rack up. That's number three for Beers. And the second out in the sixth inning. That slider has continued to get better and better for Beers. He had an ERA that sat at four last year in Stockton, and then four in Lansing. ERA sitting at four to open this year. Tonight is third start. The pitch. Slider down low. Good block by Rodriguez on Jace Young. Ball one. 6-0 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Again, these are the type of games they win, where they get a good start from the man leading them on the mounds. So far it's been true. They score early. Got six in the third. The pitch home. Swing and a tapper back foul. One ball and one strike. And specifically this week, we talked about it. West Michigan, in their three wins against the Nuts this week, they have scored 34 runs, 14 on Tuesday, 9 on Wednesday, and 10 yesterday afternoon. In those 34 runs, 45 hits. Now, in their one loss, where Lansing won 4-2 on Thursday, they collected just 6 hits, and they were all singles. Tonight, they have just 3 hits. 2 singles and a double. The pitch. Wafts outside. A little bit low as well, and it's 2-1 to the lefty, Jace Young. He flied out to C.J. Rodriguez in foul territory in the first behind the plate. Grounded out to Sahid Valenzuela in the fourth at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that slider is filthy. In on the hands and low in the zone, and you just don't have much of a chance. Let's see if he goes back to it here on 2-2. Three strikeouts for Beers. The pitch. Slider is driven deep right field and foul. That one didn't quite move as much. In on the hands. It stayed a little thick over the plate. And Jace Young was able to time it up after just seeing it the pitch before, but out in front of it to keep this a 6-run game. The 2-2. Swing and a foul tip. Ooh, just was able to get a piece of it. Young stays alive. He was the first round selection last year by the Tigers, the college bat out of Texas Tech. Hometown, San Antonio. Played up in Lubbock, Texas. 2-2. That's inside. Three balls, two strikes. Texas so big. Lubbock to San Antonio is quite the haul. Like, that's one you don't want to drive. Young steps back in. It's a nearly 6-hour commute in a car from where he grew up to where he played his college ball at Texas Tech. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Runner takes off. That's down low, ball four. Looked like the slider again. And this is the best half inning so far for West Michigan. They've got two on in the same frame for the first time with two outs. Murray's at second, Young is at first, and here comes Danny Ceretti, who had that looped double down the left field line that Angeles tried to make a basket over the head catch on and couldn't come up with it. That was the lone base hit through the first four innings of the game. The pitch on the outside corner, strike one. Beers hitting his spots and pitching with confidence, his team up 6-0. Lugnuts have a ball get away in the bullpen area. I'm not sure if the umpires see it. There we go. Brandon Tipton calls time. It looks like Kumar Nambiar, one of the Velo boys, is warming in the left field bullpen. Just had one. Looks like he's just getting the soft tosses ready. Had one go into left field. The pitch. Just misses the inner half of the plate as Ceretti straightened up. One ball, one strike. On Danny Ceretti, the switch hitter, 6'1", 195-pounder. Just turned 23 last week. Born on May 7th. The pitch home. That's in there, strike two. There's the slider. Pierce loves to run that low in the zone, and he can plate it on the inside or outside corner, or he can run it off the plate as a left-hander, come in on your hands. Two on, two out. The pitch. Outside, two and two. Three strikeouts all in the last two half innings. Does Beers have another here on a 2-2 pitch? Trying to strand two runners at first and second. The break even. Slider in, and it gets away from Rodriguez to the backstop, and both runners advance up to second and third. Things getting a little more dicey here in this sixth inning for Blake Beers. We're assuming wild pitch there. Now a big pitch, the biggest of the game so far coming from Beers. 6-0 Lugs, but second and third, two outs. First base open. Josh Crouch on deck. A long hold for Beers. Clock is running down to five, and C.J. Rodriguez takes notice, calls time, and he's going to sprint out to the mound and have a quick word. That's all. Quick couple of words, make sure they're on the same page. You just had a ball scoot under Rodriguez, and now with runners at second, third, don't want that to happen again. And as mentioned, this is a big pitch right here. See if they get the slider. The 3-2 slider kicked back off the netting. Put the slider in for a strike. No doubt Beer's most effective pitch and his favorite pitch to utilize. Does he go to it again here? 3-2 pitch. Slider bounced towards first, but foul. Well, that's the weak contact he's looking for. Cerretti, 13 driven in with 33 hits. Batting nearly .340 this year. On-base percentage a touch below .400. Red batting gloves wrapped around his two-tone bat. Hunched over the plate here from the left side with the bat rocking above his head. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a broken bat, rolled back to Beers. Grabs it on the heel of the glove, underhand flip to first, and he gives a nice little fist pump as he is able to get through the jam. Second and third, two outs, and Beers prevails. We will head to the seventh. All Nuts up 6-0 on the west side of the state.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Two-thirds of the way done here on this Saturday night in West Michigan. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. And it is a gorgeous night for baseball on this May 13th, 2023. The Lugnuts leading 6-0, and they will face their third pitcher tonight. First, it was Garrett Burhan and Michael Beanline. Now, Jack Anderson The righty throws to Clark Elliott. First pitch fastball in there, strike one. We have played 12 half innings tonight. We have seen runs in one of those 12 half innings. Six for the Nuts back in the third. The pitch home. Fastball in there, strike two to Elliott, who is 1-for-2. Scored a run in that six-run third. Walked in the fourth. The newest lug nut coming up from Stockton, the 6-foot, 185-pound, 22-year-old from Barrington, Illinois. Pitch home. Swung back. Stays alive as he fouls it off. 0-2. So for West Michigan, really well done by Michael Beanline. He goes three innings, gave up no hits, no runs, just a couple of walks and a strikeout. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Elliott is down. One away in this seventh inning. Jack Anderson wears number 22, 6'3", 205-pounder. He was the 16th round selection in 2021 from Tampa, Florida. Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. ERA is up over 7.5 through nine games for him. 11 earned runs, giving up two homers, four walks, 12 strikeouts. Danny Bautista waits. The pitch home. On the outside corner, Josh Crouch, a nice job. Looked like he brought that one back in the zone to help out home plate umpire Brandon Tipton. 0-2. 6-0 Nuts. Top seven. Nobody on, one out. The pitch. Swing and a foul back. Anderson with a fastball, slider, and a changeup. A Florida State Seminole. Drafted in that 16th round in 2021 by the Tigers. 0-2 pitch. Kicked back off the above the netting and below the suites. Still absolutely jam-packed tonight. Curious to see what the attendance numbers are here at LMCU Ballpark. The fans came out in full force. 0-2. Reached on and poked out to shallow right, but it'll hang up for Jace Young, the second baseman. About five paces into the grass. Two outs. And now C.J. Rodriguez comes up. Anderson was with the Whitecaps last year. Spent 18 games with them as the closer. Had an ERA of 3 through 21 innings with 22 strikeouts. The pitch. It's in there, strike one. So Florida State against Vanderbilt here in the top of the seventh with C.J. Rodriguez at the plate. 6-0 Nuts. The pitch home. That's a little bit off the edge of the plate. 1-1. He was the Florida State pitcher of the month last year in July. The pitch down low. 2-1. That with the Flying Tigers. Kicks and throws the 2-1. Checked it. It's in there. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez tonight. 1-for-2. Walked and scored a run. Had an RBI with the bases loaded in that lengthy third. The pitch. Down low. Three balls, two strikes. Well, four walks tonight for the Nuts. They've had just three strikeouts. Maybe another walk here coming for Rodriguez to extend this half inning. Two out. Bases clear. The pitch. Lifted. Left field, not deep. Coming in is Bigby. Cerretti going out. It's the shortstop Cerretti underneath of it. That ball was in the air for a long, long time. And that'll do it. So, a harmless seventh to start things off for Jack Anderson. We'll stretch it out and head to the bottom of the seventh. All Lansing up 6-0 on this Saturday night at LMCU Ballpark.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Thanks so much for spending your Saturday night with us, where the Lugnuts lead the Whitecaps 6-0. And I don't know what we're waiting on right here, but a little light show. And now the pitches will continue to go. Blake Beers was upset with the umpires. It's Brandon Tipton and Chad Patterson. They're standing a third of the way up the first baseline, communicating with each other. And they said, Blake, you got to wait until the light show is done before you can continue your warm-up tosses. So he had to wait, was a little frustrated with it, threw some warm-ups, stopped, and then threw some more, and now we are ready to go.
They were on the walkie-talkie. They were communicating with some folks up here in the control room.
And now, after that, we head to the bottom of the seventh. 6-run Lugnut lead, and Beers, in his longest outing of the year, trying to extend it to potentially get through seven. Josh Crouch, the first to face him, the four-hitter. First pitch. Up high, ball one. Blake Beers tonight has given up three hits, two singles, and a lofted double in the first. He's walked one and struck out three. Those three strikeouts coming in the last two innings. 1-0. Slider sweeps in on the inner half of the plate. That is a beauty to even up the count at 1-1. 79 on the radar gun on that slide piece. Pitch three. Slider, swing and a miss. Crouch tried it, couldn't touch it, and now he will take time. It's not just him, all of these Whitecaps struggling against that Beers arsenal tonight, which has been led, of course, by that filthy slide piece. Here's the 1-2. That one up high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Josh Crouch tonight, fly out to first in foul territory to Danny Bautista in the first, then a ground out to first in the fourth. Beers with a 2-2 pitch. Checked it. Ooh, didn't go around. That looked like it may have been in the zone for strike three, but Brandon Tipton said, nope, must have been a touch low. Came right across the middle of the plate, just below the knees. So now a 3-2 pitch. Beers kicks and throws. Sprayed foul, first base side, up into the crowd. They have been loud when base hits have come, but there's only been three hits. Not much to get excited about tonight. 3-2. Lifted out to center field. Not deep. Going back is Valenzuela from second. He's underneath of it. Perez behind him. It's Valenzuela above his head with both hands to catch the first out of the seventh. And now we need to give you the trivia question answer, as we have had at least one right in. We talked about the great Lugnut player in 2017, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. As that pitch comes in, strike one to Eliezer Alfonso, and asked you about his on-base streak in 2017. The 0-1 pitch, that's in there. Sharp fastball, strike two. His streak unfortunately ended today, May 13th, 2017, and we asked you how long that streak was before it came to a close against Kane County. Pitch, shot foul. That goes up off the facing of the suites and actually popped down into the suite. Fan with the new baseball over there. Z-0-2 pitch. That's outside. Ball one. Jeff Wack was the first one I saw. He wrote in to Jesse and I on Twitter and said 29 games. Jeff, you are correct. Thanks so much for playing along. 29 game on base streak for Vladdy. The pitch. Let's fly back. Remains one ball and two strikes. He had such a great season in 2017 and then shot up to the majors as it seemed inevitable he would, along with Bo Bichette. The Jays battling in a great AL East division here in 2023. 1-2. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. Vladdy went 0-4 in a 6-4 loss against Kane County. That ended his 29-game on base streak. You can find Lugnuts today in history on the Lansing Lugnuts website. The pitch. Twisted foul, third base side, out of play. Good at bat here from Eliezer Alfonso. Jesse has updated the press page this year, and each year continues to add more. So if you go to LansingLugnuts.com and you go over to team, the last tab at the top, the pitch. This is on the ground over towards third. Angeles to his left, has it, sets, fires to first. What an arm to get Alfonso as Bautista catches for the second out. Base is clear, two outs. Isaac Pacheco steps in. 6-0 Lugnuts, bottom seven. You go to LansingLugnuts.com. All the way at the top, you see tickets and promotions, schedule, Jackson Field, community fans, and then team, the last option there. Scroll down, and you click on press box. The pitch. This is lifted out to left field. Angeles into foul territory, drifting back, makes the catch with two hands. And that's going to do it. Anyway, visit that press box page. You can check out the game notes, all of our interviews, the podcast, and look back at all of the great archives for Lansing Lugnuts baseball since they came here in 1996. We're off to the eighth. Lugnuts 6, Whitecaps none from LMCU Ballpark.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it hasn't been a super eventful game, but as the Lugnuts squad, they'll take that after they scored six runs in the third. Blake Beers, with his longest outing of the year, is through seven as he has thrown 87 pitches tonight of scoreless baseball with three strikeouts and only three hits allowed. Offense trying to get him some more here in this eighth. First pitch lifted out to shallow left and just over the jumping Ceretti at short as he lands on his belly. And Saeed Valenzuela is on with a leadoff single. Didn't have to do too much there, but just was able to take it the other way for a looping base hit. Well done for Saeed, and there's his second hit tonight with that Mother's Day pink bat. Playing inspired for his mom. Mother's Day 2023 tomorrow, May 14th. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. A. Arribio Angeles steps in the box. Hey, Jesse.
Yo.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Is this the regular crowd?
They have indeed shuffled in. Here's the pitch. Hard hit, foul, third base side. Oh, what a grab by Kumar Nambiar. Get out. He's on the hill over there. And he reached out, extended that right glove hand, jumped on the mound, and snatched a line drive. Anales, you're out. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Reached on, sent out to shallow center field, but hanging up. Murr comes in, still running, and leans over, makes the catch belt high. Saheed Valenzuela tracks back to first. Wow, Nambiar, what a grab over there. That was phenomenal.
Snow cone.
Yes, indeed. So with one out, we go back to the top of the card, and Johnny Butler, 6-0 Nuts. They're six outs away from a second victory in this series. The pitch home. Butler bunts it, foul, third base side. He popped it up. Strike one. Jack Anderson back in for a second inning of work. Remember in that first series against West Michigan, the Lugnuts did this same type of thing where they got behind 3-1 and then ended up winning the final two on the weekend to split 3-3 over in Lansing at Jackson Field. The pitch. Bouncer off the plate, first base side. It's foul.
Johnny never let the bat go.
No, he didn't. He's going to run the whole way with that stick to first base. I think the stick deserves some nourishment because he's been frustrated. Johnny's average down to 184. He'll come back around, but he slammed the bat down a few times over the last few days because he was unable to get on base. So that one, he just held on to it. 0-2 pitch. That's lifted out to left field, twisting foul, though, and it'll get up into the seats.
Where's Kumar?
That's right. Kumar Nambiar, hands on his hips. Couldn't get to that one. Some great athletes on this team. All around, pitchers, hitters, fielders. Nambiar with a great snag on an Anjales line drive foul ball just a batter ago. One on, one out in the eighth. 0-2 pitch to Butler. Up high, good eye from Johnny. 1-2. Butler wearing number 8, the 6'1", 210-pound, 24-year-old from Illinois. 14th-round selection in 2021 out of North Carolina State. Anderson throws. Line drive the other way. That's down for a base hit. Valenzuela up to second. Both Butler and Valenzuela had almost the exact same swing and result where it just kind of looped the other way. We're talking about that earlier in the broadcast. Not trying to do too much at the plate. That's two guys on the left side against a righty taking those pitches on the outside and looping them out to left field. Great to see Johnny get his first base hit in a few games. And here come the Lugnuts with first and second, one out. And guess who? Max Muncy. The pitch. Twisted back. He is swinging with a lot more confidence. The big thing he said before today's game, even if the ball doesn't get down for him or if he doesn't get on base, he wants to eliminate those strikeouts. Get the bat on the ball. He's 4-for-4 in doing that tonight. No strikeouts. Anderson's 0-1. Swing at a cue shot foul, first base side. No balls, two strikes. Fly out to right. Double off the center field 402-foot wall. Ground out to first, ground out to second for Muncy tonight. 1-for-4. He scored the game's first run, knocked in by Daniel Susak in that 6-run top of the third. 6-0 Nuts here in the top of the eighth. Anderson throws. Kicked back off the netting. 0-2. Muncy sitting in the two hole and preferring to be here or in the three hole, said he doesn't like to lead off. The 0-2. Lifted, first base side. Paulson behind the bag, now into foul territory, just beyond the coach's box. Makes the catch. Two outs. Now Max said he doesn't like to lead off because he likes to see at least a batter or two face the pitcher and kind of get a read on what they're throwing because he can't tell from their warm-up pitches what they're going to do. So he doesn't enjoy leading off. He'll do it, but he let off a few times last year when he got promoted up to High A Lansing. Here's Daniel Susak, the pitch. That's on the outside corner, strike one. First and second, two outs, top eight. Six-run Lugnut lead. Six runs on nine hits, no errors tonight. Clean game so far all around by the Nuts. Anderson's pitch. Down low, one ball, one strike. Daniel Susak hit some really hard balls in BP earlier today. Some home run swings. Love to get one here. Last one, May 14th, against Dayton. The pitch on the ground, over towards short instead. Picked up by Ceretti. And he gets it to Jace Young at second for the force. So the Lugnuts get two hits. They strand two. And we will head to the bottom of the eighth. Still 6-0 Lansing in West Michigan.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Best outing of the year for Blake Beers comes to a close after seven innings of shutout baseball. Only three hits allowed, one walk, and three strikeouts. And he gives way to one of the Velo boys. Tabbed in the pen, the lefties. And that is Kumar Nambiar, who faces the bottom third of the card for West Michigan, beginning with Justice Bigby. Lefty on righty, pitch one. In on the hands, jammed out to shallow right field. This is a long run for Johnny Butler, and right into the Bermuda Triangle it lands. Base hit. Oh, that's a bummer for Nambiar. Got the weak contact he needed, but just not where his defense was. And once again, this crowd trying to come to life here for their Whitecaps. 87 pitches, 59 for strikes tonight, by the way, for Beers. Here's Dylan Paulson, the pitch. In there, strike one. So Kumar Nambiar kind of coming here at least for the eighth. Lefty set from the stretch, throws. Swing and a miss up in the zone on Paulson. Kumar with an ERA under 3 through 9 appearances. He's given up just 4 earned runs. 12 strikeouts, 4 walks. Lefty throws. Line drive on the ground, sliding past Muncy's glove and into center field. And the first two have reached against Nambiar here in the 8th. Not super hard contact. But here come the Whitecaps, their best threat in this game with the first two on and nobody out. Six to nothing, Lugnuts leading. Nambiar, the 25-year-old from Larchmont, New York, was the 34th round selection in 2019 out of Yale. Let's see if he can wiggle out of this jam. Austin Murr up at the plate, the nine hitter, the pitch. Breaking ball stays wide. And you'd like to get an out here before you face the top of the order. Lansing already has turned their 31st double play in this game. Do they potentially have a second? The pitch. That's kicked back, coming our way. And below us. One ball, one strike. It's weird here in West Michigan. The middle window is open in the booth, and then we're behind windows to the right and the left. The 1-1. That's in there, strike two. So I did not feel threatened there. Jesse used the rollers on his chair to make sure he was out of the way, just in case. It was more coming back towards the middle there, where you are sitting. Big pitch coming up here for Nambiar. 1-2. Breaking ball poked high into the sky. Third base side, foul territory. And nearly a catch in the hat by a fan, but it trickled out. Fumble. And another youngster came up with it. Again, we've talked about this being a huge crowd. They have been tamed all night long, though. 6-0 Lugnut lead, but the first two are on here in the eighth. It's a 1-2 pitch to Murr. Breaking ball, slashed back, foul. Well, we like double plays, but you know what we also like, Jesse? We also like triple plays. It has been 8 years since a Lugnut triple play. 1-2 pitch. That's lashed back. Remains 1-2. Jesse remembers that one because he was calling that game. It was a 6-3-6 triple play against the Great Lakes Loons on June 20th, 2015, the last time they had one. First and second, nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. On the ground, weakly hit towards first. Backhand sliding, grabbed by Bautista. Throws to first. Nambiar catches, tags the bag, and he's got the out. Oh my goodness. Wonderfully done by Danny Bautista and Kumar Nambiar to somehow catch that line drive bullet and find his footing and touch the bag in time for the first out. Bautista sprawled out to his right. A slicing hard throw back to Nambiar at first. He had to catch it, extending his glove forward, and then tag that bag while Murr is bearing down. And that is the first out with runners at second and third in the eighth. But just a tremendous defensive play.
That's a couple of staggering athletic plays by Nambiar. The first, of course, the leaping grab in the pen on the A. Rebiel Angeles line drive. But that one right there, I think Danny Bautista Jr. has to let that go. That's the second baseman Valenzuela's ball. So Danny, in reaching it, it made the play very difficult. And what a catch by Nambiar covering at the bag.
It really was phenomenal. Here's the thing, though. If Bautista lets it go, is it a star on the card? Probably not.
It's still difficult. It's still very difficult.
No doubt.
I tell you what, I thought Austin Murr was going to run Kumar over.
I did too. That's the other wonder, is because it wasn't hit all that fast, if Bautista doesn't get to it, is Valenzuela able to get to it in time to make the throw to first? We won't know, because Bautista did indeed get to it. Here's Roberto Campos, the pitch. And that's in there, strike one. Back to the top of the card. Basically, that all worked as a sacrifice. As Bigby's at third, Paulson at second, 6-0 Nuts, bottom eight. You get through this jam and you feel like you've won the game with only one inning left to go. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Can Kumar Nambiar work out of this and keep the game scoreless, or maybe only give up one run? That would be a win for the Nuts, up by six. Lefty on righty. Kumar throws. Swing and a miss. He took something off of that and has his first strikeout. A great time to get it. Two away in the eighth. Well, he hadn't given up hard contact on those base hits. It was a bloop shot to the middle of nowhere and right over Valenzuela and short of Butler that Bigby reached on. And then Paulson just kind of poked one through. The pitch. That's in there, strike one to Jace Young. Then came a slow roller from Austin Murr. And then the strikeout. So it's not like Nambiar has been giving up some hard-hit baseballs. Pitch to Jace Young. Looped in there, strike two. Trying to work against the first rounder last year for the Detroit Tigers out of Texas Tech. Second and third, two outs. And Nambiar with a ton of options here on 0-2. Got to be careful with C.J. Rodriguez back there. He's great defensively, but there is a runner 90 feet away. If you throw some junk here. 0-2. Lashed out to left field, but hanging up. Elliott coming in and makes the catch. Well done by Clark Elliott. Well done by Kumar Nambiar. Great defensive play to get that first out, then a strikeout and a flyout. We are through eight. It's all Lansing heading to the final frame, up 6-0.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it's been a delightful evening here at LMCU Ballpark. Great crowd, great weather, and a great performance by your Lansing Lugnuts. Check in with Jesse here, but if this holds up and the Nuts get 3 quick outs in the ninth and don't give up a run, 31 games in, this may be the most complete performance of the season that we're watching here tonight on this Saturday evening, May 13th, 2023. Chavez Fernander is the new man on the mound. He's the fourth pitcher tonight for West Michigan, replaces Jack Anderson. Here's Junior Perez. First pitch, inside corner, bottom of the zone, strike one. Perez, the 3-homer and 2-game performer with 2 walks and 2 strikeouts tonight, has not put a ball in play. Does he have some more big bat magic here in the ninth? The pitch. That's in there, strike two. Perez now batting 130 with those 3 homers, giving him his 8th, 9th, and 10th hits of the season. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it. So 3 strikeouts for Perez tonight. He knew West Michigan was going to do everything they could to make things tough on him as he slid up to the cleanup spot tonight. Here's Clark Elliott.
Adam, about complete performances for the Lugnuts, go back to the last shutout that they threw. They only have one other shutout this year. 5-0 against Quad Cities on April the 26th. That was the other complete performance.
There you go. The pitch home. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Held down two. Strike one. Well, this one, all the damage was done in one inning. 6 in the 3rd. They've tallied 9 hits. And they've given up just 5 hits. 3 whitecap errors as well. Fernander's pitch. Popped up third base side, foul territory. Pacheco giving chase and then slows down as it heads into the crowd and bounds down.
That's the next step. And that's something that we've seen from West Michigan 3 of the first 4 games of the series was the relentlessness of the offense. We'd like to see this offense put together more than one big inning. But one big inning is still bigger than what we've seen at other points.
The pitch home. Elliott takes it up and outside, ball one. And again, it's kind of been the theme of this series for the Nuts, that they get multiple runs in 1 or 2 half innings, and that's been it. But again, when you pitch it and defend as well as the Nuts have done tonight, that's all that they've needed. They took the pressure off with that crooked third inning tonight. The pitch. Outside corner, called strike 3. Back-to-back Ks for Fernander, 2 outs. Second strikeout tonight for Clark Elliott. And it'll be up to Danny Bautista. Top of the ninth, 6-0. Lansing leading West Michigan at LMCU Ballpark. Base is clear, two outs. Fernander, the righty, set in his all baby blue uni. Throws. Ooh, inside, and Bautista had to spin around. That nearly nipped the front of his black Lugnuts uni. 29 in white on the back for Bautista, the 6'2", 205-pound, 22-year-old out of Lutz, Florida. 1-0 pitch. Hard hit on the ground. Sliding stop. Pacheco spins, gets up, throws to first. That is filthy. Great play over there, and West Michigan fans appreciate it, as they should. That keeps it a 1-2-3 ninth. The Lugnuts need three more outs to win. They're up 6-0. Bottom nine coming up next from West Michigan.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
The Lugnuts looking for just their second shutout in the first 31 games of the season. More importantly, they are trying for their 15th win. 6-0 lead as we come to the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Whitecaps. And it will be Kumar Nambiar to try and get the final six outs of this game. Faces 3, 4, and 5, beginning with Danny Cerretti. First pitch, swing and foul back. Strike one. Six runs all for the Nuts in the third. Looking for their second win this week in West Michigan. Grabbed one on Thursday. Series finale tomorrow at 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Chasing that was Cerretti. 0-2. Blake Beers was great. Seven innings of shutout baseball. Three strikeouts, one walk only. A few hits allowed. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Great off-speed there from Nambiar. That's his second strikeout. One down in the ninth. It was a six-hit and all-single offensive performance from West Michigan in the 4-2 loss on Thursday. The pitch, bouncing ball towards third. Angele scoops it up, sets, fires over to first. Bautista has it, and Josh Crouch is down. Back-to-back pitches, and West Michigan down to their final out. And tonight, five hits is all for West Michigan. One walk. They have had four singles and one double. And it'll be up to Eliezer Alfonso. 6-0 Nuts, bottom nine, two outs. The pitch from Kumar. Dropped in there a little bit low. Ball one. Nambiar set from the stretch, kicks and throws. That nips the outside corner, strike one. Kumar gave up two weak singles in the eighth and worked out of a second and third one-out jam with a strikeout and a flyout to keep this game at 6-0. The pitch, way outside. Next pitch, Breaking ball grabs the inner corner, strike two. And now West Michigan down to their final strike. Luggies looking for their fifth win this year against West Michigan in game 31. The 2-2. Swing and a foul ball. Alfonso reached over and just stayed alive. And it remains two balls, two strikes. What a dominating performance tonight it has been by Lansing. Pitching, defense, and a big half inning and good approaches at the plate from the offense. 2-2. Swing and a bouncer off the plate, third base side. Two hops to Anjale. Sets, fires to first, and we are finished tonight in West Michigan. It's shutout number two for the Lansing Lugnuts in 2023. A 6-0 dominating performance over the White Game, the Whitecaps. Postgame show coming up next here from LMCU Ballpark. Lansing 6, West Michigan none. On a great performance tonight for the Nuts.
Hey, Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
...7,603 fans watched arguably the most dominating Lugnuts performance so far of 2023 tonight. A 6-0 shutout victory. The second shutout for the Lugnuts this season, as it starts with Blake Beers. His best performance and longest outing, goes 7 innings, gives up 3 hits, no runs, with 3 strikeouts. And then Kumar Nambiar nails down the final 6 outs, allowing just 2 hits with 2 strikeouts. And Lansing takes down West Michigan 6-0 with 1 big 6-run third inning. They do it on 6 runs, 9 hits tonight, and no errors. West Michigan, no runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors. The Lugnuts scored 6, still left 9 aboard, while West Michigan left 5 aboard. They were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Lansing 3-for-11 tonight. A game that took just 2 hours and 21 minutes. And again, from start to finish, the Lugnuts, they dominated. And after a game where they got beat up pretty bad yesterday, 10-5, they hung around, but they were down 10-3. And then they got beat up pretty bad Tuesday and Wednesday. They've strung together really good performances both tonight and Thursday. And Jesse, they will have a chance to even up this series tomorrow afternoon.
It's just staggering. And there are 3 losses that they've allowed 33 runs on 45 hits. But they've got the chance for the series split. And it's all because of the pitching tonight. Boy, Blake Beers really was something. And even when Kumar Nambiar was stressed, his defense was huge. And then he locked it down. And there was no last gasp. Just like there was no last gasp against Jorge Juan a couple of nights ago. Junior Perez hit the big swing. In this game, the big swings came early. And the pitchers were outstanding. And then, after we've seen the wavering on defense from Lansing earlier this series, today, the wavering on the defense was from West Michigan. The Lugnuts defense was stout.
5 errors for the Nuts, to Jesse's point, over the last 2 games. None tonight. They turned their 31st double play. And again, this is a big crowd. We saw 7,079 yesterday. It was bigger tonight, 7,603. And for the most part, they really didn't have much to cheer about. They had a few base hits, but that was it. Lansing gives up 6 hits in Thursday's win. They gave up 5 hits tonight. And you're right. It's been kind of Jekyll or Hyde. Which Lugnuts team are you going to get? Are you going to get the good defense, the pitching, and string together a low-scoring win, or are you going to get roughed up with those 45 hits and 33 runs? Tonight, it was the latter, or whatever way you want to go, but it was the good Lugnuts squad that we've seen. Now can they string together and do it again tomorrow afternoon?
It's the rematch on Tuesday. Jack O'Loughlin outpitched Jack Perkins as the Whitecaps beat the Lugnuts. Well, tomorrow we get to see the Lugnuts' Jack Perkins round two against O'Loughlin and the Caps.
11 games so far between the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts. The Whitecaps have won 6, and the Lugnuts have won 5. Hopefully tomorrow, though, it's a Lugnut win to even it at 6 apiece. As Jesse mentioned, Jack Perkins, the righty, ERA 2.70, while Jack O'Loughlin, the lefty, ERA up over 3.6. And we will see who comes out on top tomorrow.
And now, after the Lugnuts applied all the fireworks from West Michigan, fans get a little more.
Yes, so the 7,603 will not go home unhappy. Really a great show tonight by West Michigan to put this on. The better show on the field, though, the Lansing Lugnuts, their second shutout victory of the season, 6-0. They beat West Michigan. They improve to 15-16. West Michigan falls to 19-13. Blake Beers picks up the win, now 4-1 on the season. On the other side, Garrett Burhan picks up the loss, 1-2. So once again, from November now to May, a Michigan Wolverine comes out on top over an Ohio State Buckeye.
Isn't that just the way?
Sure
hail,
it is.
Hail, Adam, hail.
Indeed, indeed.
45-23.
Yes. 45-23 in November at 6-0 tonight. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Jesse, we wish you some rest, and hopefully your voice is back intact tomorrow.
Who knows?
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll be excited to be back here as the Lugnuts look for a season series split to this point through 12 games. They'll try and win their 6 tomorrow. We will be here at 2 o'clock and on the air at 1:45. For Jesse Goldberg-Stressler, Adam Jackson is saying good night. Enjoy your Saturday evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.